USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is expected to block former White House counsel Don McGahn's testimony to the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. Republican Congressman from Arizona Andy Biggs tells Fox News why he believes the White House is not a fan of McGahn testifying.
I think this is aspirational on the part of the Democrats. They continue to want to create this narrative that there was something impeachable. They're basically running this like it's impeachment. That's really what they're trying to do.
McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. Chicago is making history on Monday as Democrat Lori Lightfoot was sworn in as the city's first black woman mayor and openly gay mayor.
As I stand as your mayor, humble and hopeful, honored to be the 56th mayor of this great city.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Lightfoot was a former prosecutor and corporate lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Sabrina Fulton is seeking a seat on the Miami-Dade County Board of County Commissioners.
If you want some type of change, you want a person with passion, if you want a person with purpose, I suggest you vote for Sabrina Fulton.
Fulton has been involved in social justice causes after the death of her 17-year-old son by neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman. An American automaker announces more layoffs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Ford announcing on Monday morning it's laying off about 7,000 white-collar workers, or about 10% of its global workforce. About 2,400 of those jobs are in North America. The company says it's part of a restructuring plan that will save the number two automaker about $600 million a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a record 19.3 million viewers tuned in on Sunday night to watch the finale of Game of Thrones. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Officials in Alabama have identified the officer who was shot and killed after responding to a domestic disturbance situation over the weekend.
We're saddened to say that Officer William Beekner was fatally injured in the line of duty as he responded to that call for service.
Auburn Police Chief Paul Register says Beekner was a 13-year veteran of the department. 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes is being charged with capital murder and attempted murder and domestic violence. Michigan Congressman Justin Amash is facing a Republican primary challenger after saying that he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses. Now, regarding those comments, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News,
"Well, Justin's a friend, but Justin's wrong on this, clearly, and the way he did this is all wrong as well. I mean, the reality is there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, so that's check one. Number two, the obstruction charge. To have the obstruction, you really need the predicate crime or the underlying crime. Well, there was no underlying crime, so he wasn't obstructing. And I would just tell you, Sandra, when he says that few people have read this in Congress, I'm amazed at that, because everybody I know who's even talking about this publicly and in private to me about this, we have all read the report. We've compared notes. We've tried to interpret what we think are strong points or weak points. We've all read the report, so I was kind of floored by Justin's conclusions. I think I disagree with him wholeheartedly on this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.